This is GamerCast episode 327. Destiny. This is the show recorded on the 18th of February 2013. Yaldi, I'm your host. My name is Paul, and joining us this week is with Cameron.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Not much is up. I spent a large portion of yesterday, as Paul knows, playing a game of dwarves.
A game of noobs.
Which Paul wanted to know if it was multiplayer. Sadly, it's not. It's only got single player. There's a campaign, and there's like a custom game mode.
If they
as well.
Scrap the 3D graphics, make it 2D, and make it run in the background on my computer.
Well, that's the thing. Like, back when I went to a preview event for it, they advertised it as it's a good game that you can have running in the background while you do other stuff. Which it is, except if it didn't hog up the whole of my graphics card.
Yeah, it's not exactly what I would call
optimized.
Performance managed.
Yeah, it's really weird. I would have thought it would run fine on a laptop, but its processor is quite demanding.
It should run fine on a Pentium 200 MMX. With a crappy 2 megabyte S3 version.
Considering what it looks
card.
Like. Seriously, it was chugging in one of my games I was playing yesterday. Like, really, really badly. Because I had, like, so many levels. Because you dig down, because you're, like, dwarves, and you have them, like, using pickaxes to mine. And I had tons and tons and tons of levels, and it started chugging because of how much stuff I had uncovered. I couldn't believe it. My computer's not that bad.
No, it's not. It should destroy that. Oh, look, Catherine's i7 struggles with this game.
It seems a bit strange. And the fact that
and
it
the
even...
with whatever processor's in that.
Yeah, it's just
which
a...
is still fairly high-end.
Yeah.
Don't even
run. It's just a dual core. I mean, it's not amazing, the graphics card in my laptop, but it's not as good as it demands for a minimum, apparently, even though you would have thought it would.
Well, just think, World of Warcraft ran on my 10-year-old tablet PC... with a GeForce 4MX.
Yeah, WoW could run on our
and
little
WoW
mini.
WoW looks better than that game.
Our little Dell minis, couldn't it? With a bit of help from hard drive space. But yeah, it even chugs on the main menu, like with audio and stuff on my PC.
Why are we talking about this?
Because usually we catch up on a few things, and I was just saying that I've been playing it.
I've been playing MechWarrior Online and StarCraft.
I am enjoying playing a game of Dwarves. I'm just slightly annoyed with the...
Yeah.
Less than optimum performance.
Yeah, run it in the background as it destroys your
Well, that's what I planned on doing originally on my laptop, but I can't. I have to put it on my desktop. And then that means I have to sit at a desk.
Make it 2D. Make it background yet. Just isometric. We don't need funky graphics.
I quite like the look the dwarves have.
Why is it just so bad?
I don't know. The thing is, all of it's randomly generated,
it's not
I believe. So
yeah,
maybe
it only gets
just...
to be randomly generated once.
Or what, on build time? I don't know, it depends on if it is on build or if it's... What, as in, like, on load? Or if it does it...
Why is it...
Well, maybe
is
it doesn't
main
do
menu?
It on load. Maybe it does it...
How else would it do it? In real time?
Could,
what's the point? It's generated.
It dynamically.
It. Done. But even then, teeny fraction of CPU. Mm. What kills this game is its 3D performance, really, isn't it?
It's a shame. I am enjoying it, though. Just saying that. I'm like.
I've been playing StarCraft, and MechWarrior, and Shogun. The same games I always play.
Strategy and MechWarrior.
Obviously, if someone wants me to review a game, and it's a game I want, maybe we can make some sort of arrangement, but otherwise I'd have time to be testing mad dafty games, like... whatever.
Game of Dwarves.
Well, Game of Dwarves, like, I'd play it if it was 2D and...
It is fun, I quite enjoy it. It just seems
they wanted, like, 3D was a checkbox. Oh yeah, we need 3D, like, Simon the Sorcerer 3D needed 3D, or Lemmings needed Lemmings 3D.
And it's weird, because the graphics settings don't seem to read what your PC has, which I find a bit strange, because most games these days will do right for PC. They'll automatically select the best for your performance.
Yeah, but if no game still select the right resolution, I want. It's annoying. Like, retards don't know how to change the resolution on the computer, do they?
Retards?
Yeah, like general people.
Oh, what, standard people? Well, yeah, I guess some standard people just leave it as
well.
They'll
leave it
as
whatever nasty, horrible aspect ratio, bent, distorted crap it is, and then think, graphics card isn't very good.
Cool, so on with the news.
Nibar.
Now for the news.
Okay, so got a fair amount of news this week. A lot of it's just announcements and things like that, or release date changes. Well, actually, the first one's release date change. So, The Last of Us has been delayed. Last of Us is a PS3 exclusive title coming from Naughty Dog. It was coming out May 7th. It's now coming out June 14th, which is great for me because it's after E3 and near to my payday. So it means my early edition is safe. But yes, so been delayed by just under a month.
Shout out to the chat room. Harley's there. He wants to know if Emerita's any good.
Well, if you look at the box, you'll see a quote from
If you look at the back of the box, you'll see a quote from Gamercast that says it's like the next Gangster.
Yeah, saying it's this generation's Gangsters, if you ever played Gangsters on PC.
Yeah, well, I play good games like GTA 2.
We have a review up on the Gamercast website if you want to check it out there. Charlotte did a massive review, which if you look at how long it is, it's massively long. Excuse me. So yeah, Last of Us have been delayed slightly, only by a little bit of time, but of course it means they've got more time for polish and fixing bugs. You know, they obviously don't want to put it out, you know, with a few little bits here and there that are a bit bad. So that's fine with me. I don't mind waiting a little longer. Metal Gear Rising Revengeance comes out this week, of course, on Friday. And just to mention that Game are having the kind of Kojima signing event this time around. So usually it is HMV or Uniqlo. However, this year, Uniqlo don't have any signing event, and Game are the ones to have it. It's the Game Westfield White City store, which I believe is not the Stratford store. And they're signing... the first 200 people in the queue get a copy of the game signed, and you can also get your photo with Mr. Kojima and, I guess, Yoji Shinkara as well, if people want to. Of course, Yoji Shinkara is an awesome artist, so who wouldn't? It's crazy. That, and he'll probably draw a little picture of you on the box like he always does. So they're lovely. They're also doing a Q&A there as well, where they'll be answering people's questions that have been asked on if you tweet it at Game Digital or use the hashtag of Game Ask Kojima, the best questions will be asked to Mr. Kojima.
Yeah, well, we don't need that mad
So I think that's pretty nice. Although of course, once again, it's in London at midnight or around that time. So unless you have some form of getting home, you won't be able to catch a train home. Motorbike hands Paul just made, but you probably couldn't see as they were down below. Capcom have announced Dragon's Dogma Dark Arisen.
Time trial bike.
Which is going to be featuring... So I guess
featuring the Mad Dead from the
It's another retail release, because the way they word it is saying that it includes all content from the original Dragon's Dogma, plus a whole new underground realm for gamers to explore. Owners of the original game will be able to export their existing save data to continue the journey, which sounds weird that you have to export it and it doesn't automatically just grab it. So obviously there was a few bugs there, and they...
You have to download this command tool prompt.
And those new to the series, of course, can play fresh. So that's some Capcom news that kind of just twiddled out, and it didn't really seem to have that much of... Was your drink horrible?
Yeah, it's like 10-year-old flat Coke.
Lovely. Yeah, that didn't seem to have much of an announcement. I just kind of saw it. Dollar Dash has a release date. There's a preview for it on our website. It's a little kind of multiplayer game where you're bank robbers trying to steal as much money as possible and deposit as much money before your other friends do.
What if my friends will nip my money?
Well, you can do that. You can kind of spin on it. So like the Ken Lynch 2 multiplayer stuff with the banks and stuff.
Fragile
Alliance. Hey, there were some slightly good things about that game. Slightly. But yeah, Dollar Dash is coming out on March 6th. So in a couple of weeks' time. For Xbox Live Arcade. For 800 Microsoft points. As well as Windows for £7.99. And PlayStation Network shortly afterwards. Coming out on Steam, I believe. By the way, I'm not sure about that. Total War Rome 2. A new clan. Is it a clan? No. What are they called? Do they call them clans? A new thingy has been announced.
Sure, the clan invasion in MechWarrior. Oh no,
faction. The under faction. That's the word I wanted to use.
Clan
faction.
Is a perfectly good word.
Yeah, and it's
a clan radium
the
squad.
Subi. SUEBI. Subi.
Mad Daddy.
From where's that?
Timbuktu.
Is that north of Africa?
It's in Germany, you mad dafty.
I'm looking at this map and I can't understand it.
They're in Germany.
Oh, wait, there's Germania. That says Germania.
Yeah, Germania, yeah.
It's because it's an old map and I didn't know any old stuff.
They were, like, situated around where Berlin is today.
Okay. Oh, northeast of Gaul, is that how you say it?
Gaul, yeah.
Yeah.
Roughly Gaul. Where modern-day France is, yes.
They're in Indomitable. I can't read anything. There's a picture of them. They got, like, wolf skins on their heads. See, they got doggy heads and beards.
Yeah, lots my first beards. Roman legionary cohort will soon smash those monkeys up.
So, yeah, they're a new faction that's been announced. I think there's two more spaces left on the Total War Wiki. So, yeah, they've got those announced now. Nintendo had a Nintendo Direct presentation back on the 14th of February, Valentine's Day. I think it was like 2 p.m. or something like that. I missed out on it. But I, of course, looked at what was announced. As Harley has said in the chat room, according to Nintendo, it's the year of Luigi.
Or as I say, it's the year of Heart of Swan.
Yali!
Hey!
Year of Luigi, as I was saying, so they announced lots of Luigi-based stuff. So Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon, which is the Nintendo 3DS Luigi's Mansion game, is coming out at retail and for download on March 28th. And then as well as that, Mario & Luigi Dream Team was announced, which is the new Mario & Luigi RPG game for Nintendo 3DS. Then they also announced a piece of DLC for New Super Mario Bros. U called New Super Luigi U, which is a piece of DLC that adds alternate versions of the game's 80 plus stages, and you can choose between the New Super Luigi and New Super Mario Bros. When you select levels, from the sounds of it. Then, as well as that, they announced some non-Luigi-based news. So Donkey Kong Country Returns coming to the Nintendo 3DS. And Donkey Kong Country Returns 3D. It's coming out this summer. And there's also a video that you can download on the 3DS eShop. If you want to have a look and see what it's going to look like. I mean, Donkey Kong Country Returns was a lovely looking game. Slightly hard, but then Donkey Kong Country was always a little bit hard. So I imagine it looked great in 3D. I'd probably play it in 2D though, to be fair, as in like without the 3D slider. Because mainly I don't play any games with my 3D on, to be honest.
Oh no, there's a ghost
for me. Fire Emblem Awakening has been given a release date of April 19th in Europe, but the cooler thing is that they've announced the limited edition Fire Emblem 3DS XL bundles. I believe they are potentially the same as the ones that were announced in America. And they also announced at the same time a Wii U and 3DS Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate pack as well. I have a Pikachu 3DS, so why would I need a Fire Emblem one? I'll make sure to tell Charlotte about the Fire Emblem one in case she wants to get an XL and get that Donkey Kong 64. Not as good as Banjo-Kazooie. Hungry Draft. Laughing Jackal have announced their first PlayStation Vita game. Laughing Jackal, a company based in Braintree, which is in Essex. For anyone who doesn't know about their local knowledge of the UK, or at least the southeast side. And Laughing Jackal are
Essex. I thought that fell into the sea when Doggerland flooded.
Don't be mean about Essex. Laughing Jackal have announced their first PlayStation Vita game. They released a PSP mini game called Hungry Giraffe, and their first PlayStation Vita game is also Hungry Giraffe, but vamped up for the PlayStation Vita, using kind of what you would have expected for that kind of game. So I imagine it will be using the touchscreen. It'll have trophies, online leaderboards, new skins, new power-ups, new upgrades, a digital game guide. So they're releasing that. So it's nice that they're finally releasing a PlayStation Vita title. I've already mentioned that. Oh, actually, I will still mention that again. So just a few other little Nintendo 3DS things. I should have probably bumped it up a bit as opposed to have it down the bottom. But yeah, so they're releasing a Circle Pad Pro for the 3DS XL. For anyone that wants to play Monster Hunter, or of course, play Resident Evil Revelations on their 3DS XL. Because, of course, the Circle Pad Pro was just released for the 3DS before, and it wouldn't sit on the side of your XL. Yep.
Hey, boy.
I mean, why they didn't just release a 3DS with two analog sticks in the first place blows my mind. But, you know, they can do what they want. Maybe at some point they will release one with two analog sticks and I will be happy. Donkey Kong Country is not better than Banjo-Kazooie, I will just say right now, looking at the chat room.
Don't disagree with Harney. You have to be nice to him.
I am a big Nintendo 64 fan, I preferred Banjo-Kazooie.
I hate Nintendo and don't see their reason for existence.
Donkey Kong Country. Donkey Kong Country 64 was good. However, I do prefer Banjo-Kazooie. Yes. And then, as well as that, Animal Crossing New Leaf has been given a release date of June 14th. Another blob of Nintendo news. Wii Street U has been announced. Which
what's
is
this, like FIFA Street?
No, like Google Street View. Google Maps style stuff. Well, Google Maps. So it's available for download and
so
up
what is
until...
it?
Well, I'm just trying to see when it's up download till. It's for free for a limited time and paid for afterwards. They haven't said when you'll have to pay for it. They have just said that it will only be available to download until the 31st of March 2016. So obviously they have a limited license on when they can use it. But what it is that Nintendo and Google have gone together and made a map system using Google's stuff, using their map data and 360 panoramic street view images gathered by Google. So I don't know why you'd really want to look at maps on your Wii U.
So basically, Nintendo have sided with the enemy. I see no reason for Nintendo's continuing existence.
Okay. next up, Rebellion have announced their new game that was in development. We mentioned it previously, it was a game with no name. Now it is called Nazi Zombie Army. Well, it's Sniper Elite Nazi Zombie Army. So it's Sniper Elite, so sniper rifles, Nazis, with zombies.
I disagree with the term sniper rifle. At the end of the day, yeah, it's just a rifle.
I'm sorry. Well, that's the term.
It's gotten so trendy. Sniper rifle.
So, Sniper Elite Nazi Zombie Army is coming out on Steam on February 28th. It's a more kind of... Well, I suppose you could say... Just think Castle Wolfenstein. Or Return to Castle Wolfenstein.
What about Wolfenstein 3D?
Well, yeah, anything with zombies. Except you won't have, Hitler in a robot suit.
With four Gatling guns.
With four Gatling guns and ghost Hitlers throwing fireballs at you or whatever they are.
Fire blobs.
Fire blobs.
Slow.
Slow, but kill you.
It's worse when you run into them.
So, Nazi Zombie Army is a standalone campaign designed for 1 to 4 players. It's got new enemies including zombie hordes, occult commanders, that's why I thought of Wolfenstein because the occult, roof jumping snipers, devastating super elites, Nazi suicide squads, and many more. There's new weapons to suit close quartered combat including shotguns and boomsticks. Boomstick of course being a shotgun but kind of sawn off. Obviously they've said boomstick to get on the Evil Dead crowd. It's still also got the kill cam x-ray stuff as well from V2. It's going to be available for £9.99. You can pre-purchase it and get a 20% off discount if you pre-order off Steam now. Next up, some cool news, because it's a game that is quite hard to come by. System Shock 2 is now available on Steam. For anyone who doesn't know what System Shock 2 is, it's pretty much Bioshock.
It's Bioshock before it got Bioshock.
But, yeah. But in a cyberpunk-style environment, it is Bioshock, though. Like, the whole kind of gameplay and everything like that. It's identical. But it is something that you should play, and it is a real rarity to find. It's worth quite a bit of money if you can actually find a copy on PC. But now you can buy it off GOG for $9.99.
GOG.
Apparently, it's compatible with Windows 7, 8, Vista, and XP. I reckon they must have done some changes to it. Because there were massive issues with having System Shock 2 to run on any kind of PC these days. And you had to do all these mods to get it working.
I can get it working.
I must say, I got it working too. I just had to do all the mods. However, you couldn't change the control method, which I wanted to do, because if you change the control method, you couldn't move. There was like a bug with the modded versions or something like that. I don't know. So I had to play with the default controls.
What we're saying is, don't bother with this
method. Well, no. I'm saying you can finally buy it if you never got to play it. However, I imagine that means they've worked on it to make it work fine.
No, they it'll can't be just like Steam. Oh, yeah, you should use DOSBox to play this.
Well, I imagine they won't say to you, here's your game, now download these mods off this website.
Of course it will.
No, it won't.
Bet it will.
No, it won't.
Bet £0.02 it will.
Well, I have £0.03, so maybe. Okay, so Codemasters have teamed together with Namco Bandai to release their games for a while across Europe and Australia. It's kind of weird. Obviously, either things are going bad with Codies, or they just want to push their publishing aside to elsewhere. They're distributing all their major titles for a while at least, which includes Grid 2. I think that's a kind of a weird announcement considering. I don't know. I just find that a bit strange. Namco Bandai with Codemasters.
If they offered them the best deal, they offered them the best deal.
Yeah. Zoo Park has been announced, which is a new tycoon game from Excalibur Publishing. So, yeah, I mean, it's what? It's like Zoo Tycoon, really.
Zoo Tycoon, like Zoo World tycoon. Of Zoo, etc., etc.
It's called, although the title's a bit strange, Zoo Park, Run Your Own Animal Sanctuary.
Animal Sanctuary? This is a zoo to make money. Not sanctuary, yeah? These animals will have stuff thrown at them.
Ooh, this sounds weird.
Litter chucked in there in Nibor, sanctuary.
From giraffes to meerkats, in Zoo Park, you care for over 30 animals from all corners of the earth.
Care?
Including, yeah, I know.
I just want to dump them in a thing and get some money.
Listen to this, though. Including lions, gorillas, coyotes, even moose. As a modern animal care facility, you will need to run a program of rescue, rehabilitation, research, and conservation to promote the understanding and care of the animals under your wing.
Neighbor.
It sounds a little more in-depth than I'd kind of
half
want
the animals in my zoo are extinct.
I mean, it might just be words, of course. But yeah, so you're looking after zoos. You still, of course, have to do other things, so build toilet facilities, cafes, food stands, and gift shops. You're showing Zoo Tycoon.
Yeah. Extinct animals have dinosaur.
But yeah, apparently it's coming out May 3rd for Windows. I'm sure we'll see some more on it a little bit later to see.
Wow, what is this? It's an instruction manual. Games don't come with them anymore. And look, it's a box that doesn't break when you twist it. Because it's sturdy. Games aren't like that anymore.
Okay. So EA have announced the next Tetris game called Tetris Blitz. I understand what they're doing. So it's a free-to-play Tetris game. It's similar to Bejeweled Blitz and many other games similar to it. Montezuma something or other. There's a game on Vita that I played. And what it is, you get to play the game in 2-minute bursts, trying to get as much score as possible before the clock runs out. You can buy power-ups that are purchased. It connects with Facebook. Yeah, it's Tetris, but trying to make some more money out of it based on microtransactions.
Oh, dear.
Steam news. It's available for Linux now. I mean, how many people are going to use that? I don't know. There's a Linux community, isn't there? Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4.
7 people.
How many? I mean, there's not a huge amount of games for Linux available yet, are there? Oh, over 50 Linux titles on discount for its launch.
Yeah. So you can now play Team Fortress 2 on Linux.
I know, it seems weird. I suppose they're just trying to, as you say, Linux, not Linux.
It's Linux.
I guess, you know, they're just trying to put Steam out on as many platforms as possible.
They won't make any money out of it, I'll tell you that. No. Because one, Linux people don't pay for software. You know, that's the point of using it.
Yeah,
open source. Oh, look, I've got this really nasty GNU piece of junk application that barely works, and they release an update for it every 2 days, and half the time it works really well, and then the next day it's totally broken, and it's got major bugs in it. It's like, oh, man. So you expect these people to pay for it? Sorry, I don't pay for stuff on my Linux machines, yeah? I mean, this is proprietary software, yeah? Linux people should just boycott this. The only reason Gabe, you fat git, is going through with it is because, oh, if I want to bring out my Steam console, I don't want to have to pay a 40 quid licensing fee for Windows or whatever OEMs pay for it. Oh no, I want to use Linux because that way it's less stable, more likely to go wrong, more difficult to manage, and it has no games. Oh dear.
I see.
No, I don't like Gabe. You suck.
But yeah, if you want to pick up Steam for Linux...
There is no reason for the existence of a Macintosh or Linux client for Steam.
Their sale ends on the 21st of February for, like, cheap games for Linux.
For all the slagging off of Gabe did for Windows 8, because Windows 8 obviously competes with Steam because it also has a built-in store where you can buy games. He slagged off Windows 8 no end, basically.
Mm.
The only person who slagged it off more was that fat notch git who needs a slap around the face as well. Minecraft, my crappy Java game, which has forced hundreds of millions of computers in the world to have Java on them, leaving it open to hundreds of flipping zero-day vulnerabilities. That's a nightmare. So, Mr. Gabe blabs, oh, Windows 8 is really bad. And yet, gee, how many people use Windows 8 compared to Linux? Let's have a look right now at the stats, shall we? Most popular operating system, Windows 7 64-bit, with 55.55%. Windows 8 64. Is already up at 8%.
It's almost taken over XP, which shouldn't be there.
It will overtake Windows XP next month. It's like...
Wow, most Windows 8 are 64-bit, aren't they?
Well, see, I only retired to use the 32-bit version.
Because where's Linux? Is that Ubuntu?
Yeah. So officially, it's only supported on Ubuntu. Don't get me started about how much of a twat Mark Shuttleworth is. He needs a good slap on the face. If you're going to use a Linux distro, at least use a good one, like flipping Fedora or something. He's Ubuntu, oh, brown colour scheme. Flipping terrible. So look at it, yeah, here's Ubuntu. Wow, we've got, say, combined 0.5% market share. Here's macOS with our 3% market share. What is the point? Windows Vista like has more market share than macOS than Ubuntu by like 2 times. What is the point? So Gabe slags off Windows 8 when, gee, 10% of his users are already using it and it only came out like 3 months ago. And oh, here's Linux with our 0.0% because they're never going to grow over 1% on the desktop.
Cool. Okay. Next up, Batman. So Warner Brothers have kind of officially but unofficially also announced the third Batman title in the Arkham series. Are you okay? Are you calming down? And it will be released in this financial year. They haven't officially said whether Rocksteady are handling it or not.
Yeah, but we don't want those mad dafties doing it.
But yeah, so I think that's good news that there'll be another Arkham game. I quite enjoyed City. I know a lot of people that didn't, but I still quite enjoyed playing City. Except when they ruined the choice I made.
Ooh, how did they do that?
I don't want to spoil it for anyone that hasn't played it. But when
you can say spoiler.
I can say it, yeah? I suppose it did come out quite some time ago.
Okay, if you don't want to listen, turn your speakers off now.
Okay, so in Arkham City you get a choice where you're playing as Catwoman and you can either go save Batman... Or you can just say, screw Batman, I'm going to take this money and leave.
I'll take the money.
I said to myself, well, what would Catwoman do? She would take the money and leave, because that's the kind of person that Selina is. So I did that. I was like, wow, they let me end it. Oh, I'll have to start the game all over again. The credits start rolling, and then it rewinds the game back to the moment where you made the choice, as if to say, sorry, you made the wrong choice. Can you actually go save Batman? And that annoyed me, because I thought at first, wow, they've actually given me this much choice and they're allowing me to do this. This is amazing, until they rewound
it. Stop ranting about the game.
I thought it was nice. I was just like, wow, they're giving me this choice, but they took it away. which really disappointed me, because I thought they'd actually
No, you finished a game, and the credits rolled.
I thought they'd done something that not many companies would do. And I still find it really funny that I mention this to people, and they don't know, because they never chose that, because they wanted to save Batman, and I thought, well, Catwoman, she'd have this little thought in her mind that maybe I should go save Batman, but she'd also think, hey, I've got a suitcase full of money, I'm going to leave him to die and go away. I really enjoyed the game, but that still nags at me. I just wish they hadn't rewound the game and just made me play it through again, because I would have done that to then see the other part. My rant is over.
Okay.
I don't rant much, do I?
Bungie have announced Destiny, which is their mad, dafty MMO FPS or something. I'm not even going to talk about it. It's not no PC version. I'm not talking about it.
You're not talking about it, Paul, but I had to do research. Talk about it.
Well, there's hardly any screenshots. There's like 5 seconds worth of in-game footage, and the in-game footage looks terrible.
How does it?
Yeah, it looks like a PS3 game.
Being published by Activision Blizzard.
Yeah, well, Activision signed a 10-year publishing agreement with Bungie like 2-3 years back, whenever it was. Yeah, it's another sort of sci-fi shooter. It's an always-on connected game, so you have to be connected to the internet, which is daft why it's not on PC.
That's true.
Yeah, it's set on Earth in the future. There was a golden age where we had like colonized the other planets in the solar system. For whatever reason, the mad dafties beat the crap out of us, and we had to hide. And then something called the Traveler arrived, which seems to be this weird sphere that is now sitting slightly above the planet's surface. And we built a city there, and then we started, you know, growing back out, blah, blah, blah. And then we meet these mad dafty aliens and stuff. Yeah, it's got a lot of MMO sort of features to it, and you get to play as like different classes. So it's got a warlock class, a hunter class, and some other mad dafty class. Yeah, don't know when it's out.
There's rumours that it's not out this year.
Well, I mean, they've also said it would be future generation technology.
Oh, did they?
Yes, and if you actually look at the code on the website, they've got placeholders for Xbox 720. Wii U, PS Vita.
Oh, really? What,
and PS4.
If you look at the source.
Yeah, so they've got all these like placeholders here, but they've so far only announced PS3 and Xbox 360. But they've got placeholders there for even like the Wii U and stuff, and the Vita.
The Vita.
Obviously, that's
Well, they could do some kind of crossplay thing, couldn't they? Potentially? Or at least have some form of side stuff on
I
the
see
Vita.
No reason for the continuing existence of this PlayStation Vita.
It's a worthwhile thing. They can just have something on the side that's playable on the Vita that has to do with it or something like that.
The chat room is asking if we've watched a vid doc. Yes, of course we've watched a vid doc. You mad dafty chat room. Why? What are you going to say? What's your point? What's your point, yeah?
Obviously, they're you know, not fast enough responding for you.
Obviously got Bungie people working on it, so Joseph Staten's doing the story, good. That is potentially the only redeeming feature of this game.
But it's online.
Yeah, you have to have the internet.
Whereas an MMO thingy.
Yeah.
I like single player games.
Top.
Just the way I am, the way I grew up.
Obviously Marty O'Donnell's doing a soundtrack, another potentially redeeming factor.
You could just buy the soundtrack.
Jason Jones is faffing about somewhere doing something. You know, a bunch of people are doing stuff. Although, interesting, at the end of the vid doc, someone said, what could be bigger than Halo? And I was just like, Call of Duty? I don't know. I don't like the look of it. It's another sort of post-apocalyptic lame-o.
You're not a fan of post-apocalyptic.
I'm sick and tired of it. Fallout can do it because that's like the only one I've played. Everything else, sod off.
I'm looking forward to it for The Last of Us. Because it has a Book of Eli look, which you need to watch still.
But it's not I know it's not play. Fallout. Fallout's much better.
But yeah, I mean, just from the screenshot, like that thing of a guy wearing some, like a dusty cloak. He looks like a Tuscan Raider, but a stylized Tuscan Raider.
There's a lot of influences from other games and stuff you can see. You can see a lot of Mass Effect in it. And yeah, a lot of like weird, like droidy people from Star Wars and other stuff.
But not to sound like I'm an idiot, I'm not saying the the guy looks like a Tusken Raider. It's just, you can see an influence from it.
Yeah, you can always see a lot of that influence.
And it's kind of sandy looking as well.
He says it's not Fallout and it's not nuclear. I know it's not nuclear because I don't think they're potentially going
to
explore
that. Post-apocalyptic doesn't have to be nuclear.
It was post after the Golden Age. And obviously it's related to these mad adapt aliens we later
run into.
Competed
with the sun, held it a nice version of post-apocalyptic. Because it was that the sun got too hot.
This
has
nothing to do with the sun.
Is it not?
Well, no, because otherwise why would it affect our colonies and stuff?
Okay, yeah, that's true.
Innit?
I'm just saying that there's other post-apocalyptic things out there other than...
But no UNSC, what's the point? What is the point?
Like Oxlow's comment has got nothing to do with post-apocalyptic, but yeah. Skyrim over Fallout, well, greater than Fallout.
I played Fallout more than Skyrim.
Yeah,
Fallout's
you
got achievements.
Loads of Fallout. Well, yeah, that's true.
Skyrim, Steam achievements. Oh yeah, let's try and help Gabe Newell's for the ego even more by getting Steam achievements. No thanks. I need to play more, so I need to play these Skyrim add-ons as well. It's just like, the place is so bland and overly mountainous. How can you have mountains like this steep? What planet is this on? Don't say Tamriel, because it's a mad dafty planet easily. It's time for Name That Game. Last week you would have heard this.
Number 6. I remember this one.
Yeah, we had a bunch of people attempt to guess. I think someone guessed it was Half-Life. What, noob?
Yeah, that was...
It's not Half-Life. Catherine just guessed number 6. I've not personally heard of that game.
I didn't guess.
I've not heard of that game.
I was just saying number 6, because it said number 6 in the snippet. And I was like, number 6, number 6.
Number 6.
Number 8.
So the answer was Aliens versus Predator.
How far into it was it?
It's right at the beginning of the Alien campaign.
Oh, I played the beginning bit. I got annoyed when humans came into it because they were overpowered as
they
were.
You were just lubed up too much.
I enjoyed what I played with them.
The chat room says they said that. Shut up. You wrote Half-Life.
Is that so? That the snippet is that from when the aliens kind of held up in the.
That's when he's in his thing, and the dude.
Yeah, and then
comes
you,
up,
you.
And then he does all the look up and down to set the controls.
I like playing as alien in that, even if slightly disorientating, when you run up walls.
The only thing I didn't like is in the original AVP games. The aliens would auto transition to walls all the time. This you could have it set as an option.
Oh, could you?
But it was never as like fluid.
Okay, I only ever had it as automatic.
Yeah, it was never like as, it just didn't feel fluid. Like you would just run into a wall and you would automatically, like you would just really, and like in this one you jerk around a lot and stuff, which I didn't like.
I found it a little jerky, but I got used to it. Didn't mind it too much. It was alright.
Alright, I'll give Oxlow the GZs, even though officially he cheated.
I suppose it was AVP on the theme of Clone Marines coming.
Well,
up
he sent in the guess of AVP today, but the thing is, you know, you had a guess already.
Was that why you chose it? Because of ACM coming out last week? Or did you actually just randomly choose it?
Possibly. this week we've got this, however.
Page.
Any guesses?
I want to guess Return to Castle Wolfenstein.
You don't have any clues then?
I guess. Well, give me some clues. What's it on?
It's old and it's free nowadays.
Yeah. Is it on consoles as well?
Don't know.
You don't know? No?
No.
You don't know. What else about it? Come on, clues.
It was definitely on PC.
Either way, it's massively familiar. It's quite a quiet thing, though, for listening to the guests.
cares?
Wolfenstein's incorrectly, though. It's got a red line. Your version doesn't have a red line.
Yeah, but you can quite easily fix that.
Yeah, that's true. Wolfenstein. Seriously, you're just saying it's on PC, that's it?
It's definitely on PC.
Was it on old consoles, if it's old? Or are you unaware of if it was?
It definitely wasn't on any old consoles.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
And it's Return
to Castle Wolfenstein was.
You say Return to Castle Wolfenstein. Well, Return to Castle
Wolfenstein 3D, whatever.
Return to Castle Wolfenstein had good sounds.
Wolfenstein 3D.
Return to Castle Wolfenstein was a Quake 3 generation game.
Wolfenstein 3D. My apologies.
You say Wolfenstein 3D.
Yes. Sorry, I get confused with the names of them. Wolf 3D, there you go. Okay. Was it on consoles, though? Because I know Wolf 3D was definitely on consoles.
I don't know.
Pretty sure it had a release on SNES. And it was definitely on the 32X? Or was it the Jaguar?
Whatever, that's it. If you think you know the answer, it's feedback at GamerCast.net or leave a comment on our website at GamerCast.net on this week's episode, which is 327.
New releases this week.
GBA. Oh, yeah, I've got it on GBA.
Are you paying attention or am I doing this?
Sorry, I'm just looking at what Wolf 3D came out on. So, yeah, a few games coming out this week. To start off, we've got two PC games, which are kind of small retail releases, which have already had digital releases quite some time ago. The first one is the Botanicula Collector's Edition. Botanicula is the newest game from Aminata Design, however you want to say it. I'm not sure on the official way of saying it, which... They're known for things like Machinarium and Samorost. And this is their newest game, which I still have not played yet, even though I got it out of an indie bundle. And I'm annoyed that I haven't played it. Chaos and Deponia, which is the newest Deponia game, which is a point-and-click adventure with slightly irritating voices, but not as irritating as The Whispered World. So that's got a retail release as well. And then we've got Crisis 3. Of course, probably not the biggest in my eyes of this week. So this is, what is it, New York but with jungle or something like that? Is that what it is? Was it New York in 2? It was, wasn't it? I can't really remember much of what I played. But yeah, Crisis 3, it's got Hunter mode, where you play as hunters with bows and arrows, and you've got to take out the guys. That's what I played of it. But yeah, it's coming out.
Dear Crytek, just give me a copy of Crisis 1.
It's coming out on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PC.
Give me Crisis 1 without the aliens. Oh, wait, it's Far Cry 3. Oh, wait, that's Ubisoft. I'm not buying that.
Yeah, that's Uplay stuff and always online and whatnot. So yeah, it's coming out on major platforms. Then we've got Dynasty Warriors 7 Empires, which apparently is only coming out on PS3 from what I can see on the internet. At least from looking on retail websites.
No one cares
websites.
About these primitive Dynasty Warriors games.
What was it that Adam would call them?
Destiny Warriors.
Destiny Warriors. Then the biggest release this week in my eyes is Metal Gear Rising Revengeance.
Nah, nipple.
This is a multi-platform Metal Gear game. It's coming out on PS3 and Xbox 360.
Do you know what country we're in?
UK.
We don't buy Metal Gear in the UK.
Metal Gear kind of sells, doesn't it? The thing is that this is more action-orientated as well.
Yeah, which puts people off, because none of the proper Metal Gear people will buy it.
People who like Platinum will buy it, but people who like Platinum are a smaller audience, like a niche. But yeah, it's been made by Platinum, with Kojima and Kojima Productions overseeing it. Coming out on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. As we mentioned previously, there's a signing event going on at Game Westfield White City, and as well as that, Uniqlo now have their line of t-shirts available, most of which are, not being mean, but disgusting. I don't know why someone would wear a t-shirt with them, but there's a nice one with Raiden's face on it. That one's pretty cool. But yeah, you play as Raiden again, and it's all got to do with cutting things up with your swords. So it has a slightly weird control methodology where you hold a button to go into slicey mode and you slice things up. It's an alright game. It's pretty cool. It's very high action. But that's what Platinum are good at. So, yeah. So that's coming out. And then we've got, finally, Persona 4 The Golden, which is Persona 4 released on the PlayStation Vita. So PlayStation. Persona 4 originally came out on the PS2, back near the end of the PS2. It had a very small release because it was right near the end of it, just before it, you know, you finished being able to buy them. I mean, heck, when it came out, you probably couldn't really buy brand new PS2s anymore. And this is PlayStation Vita release of the game. Of course, Persona 3 had a PSP release. We got The Golden coming out on Vita. It's reviewed really well and scored really well, but it's Persona, so, you know, they're a good series of games. I believe if you pre-order it from Game, because I was looking at it earlier, you get some badges. Not as good as the Japanese Fantastic. Pre-order incentives, but you get some incentives for pre-ordering it. So, yeah. And that's a JRPG for anyone that doesn't know, but it's a tower-based JRPG. At least if it's anything like Persona 3. I won't play 4 until I finished 3. But 3 is in Tartarus and you're going up through the levels.
Oh, they're nice. They're nice.
Persona 4 has to do with TVs and stuff.
Duncan's in tomorrow.
So yeah, that's all the games coming out this week. So we've actually got a PlayStation Vita game coming out. Otherwise, wow. A couple of 360 PS3 and a couple of PC games.
Crysis.
No, Crysis is my games pick coming of the week. Out this week. Crysis, your pick of the week. I would say either Metal Gear or Persona would be my pick of the week.
Can I just say they're both mad dafty games?
Persona won't sell that well.
No, it won't sell.
There won't be much stock in stores. It'll be pretty hard to find it. Sadly. It's that kind of game.
Right, I'm going to bet now Crysis 3 will chart higher than Metal Gear.
You think? Actually, it definitely will, won't it?
Yeah!
I wonder by how much. I wonder if Metal Gear will get number 2. By
50,000.
See, Metal Gear will get number 2?
Probably end up 9 or 10 or somewhere. FIFA will outsell it, won't it?
I thought it might do okay. But to be fair, I don't remember what Metal Gear 4's launch was like. But actually, kind of crap, wasn't it?
Tumbleweed.
It didn't sell hugely well, did it?
Tumbleweed.
I got my copy from HMV, didn't I?
HMV? Well, obviously they wanted very well.
Because I went to go get it signed, didn't I? Actually, no, that was before the game even came out. I had to get a sleeve signed because the game wasn't launched.
Yeah, so we'll be back next week with a review of Persona 4.
Well, I'm not planning on buying Persona 4 just yet. I already have the game on PS2.
Of Game of Dwarfs.
I could talk about Game of Dwarfs. I don't mind talking about that.
Oh, God.
Catch you later.